The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said to him in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, it's amazing, Paul having this prevenient knowledge of the 20th century, because he quotes a great 20th century philosopher in the second reading this morning. Did you catch it? He quotes Popeye. "By the grace of God, I am what I am." All right, you are scarred for life. You will never think of Paul the same way, will you? But by the grace of God, we are who we are. And who are we? Well, we are God's precious ones. We are his children. We are members of the body of Christ. We are members of Corpus Christi Parish. We are members of the Diocese of Tucson. And this Sunday, we have our chance, our opportunity, to make our commitment to this year's annual Catholic Appeal. Oh, with fervor, people! It is a chance, an opportunity, to be a part of something greater than ourselves. And I think it's important to take part, to be a part of the appeal, not to sit back and be apathetic and let it just pass by, but to consciously, actively be a part of it. Now, to be a part of it for each of us will vary, but we have an opportunity to make a pledge, make a gift. If your financial circumstances call for it and you cannot make a gift, to pray for its success, both here in the parish and throughout the diocese. Now, in the pews, we have the pledge cards, and we're filling them out this morning. So I invite you to grab a card, there are pencils there, and it's very, very easy. There on the left side, your own information, name and address, parish that you belong to. Even if you belong to another parish, you belong to Corpus Christi today. On the right side is if you're making a gift, And on the bottom of the envelope, all the various ways for your pledge. The last line on the bottom is what you do pledge, if you make a pledge. I encourage everybody to please fill one out, to be a part. That's part of our goal, is that all members of our parish are part of this year's appeal, that we all participate in one way or another. And so now I'm going to give you a chance to fill out the pledge cards, and in a little bit, the ushers will come through to pick them up. I'm going to fill mine out now. Anybody need more time? Good and faithful ushers. Let's pick them all up. And deacons.
Like last year, I fill in the account information, leave the amount blank for you to fill in?
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks to Deacon, we always make our goal. Did you pay attention to all three readings this morning? Because there is a theme running through all three of them. The first one with Isaiah. Woe is me, I'm doomed. Man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Then we have Paul, not just quoting Popeye, but saying, I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be an apostle. And finally, Peter. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. The common theme running through is I am not worthy. Whenever faced with the divine presence, we shy away. I am not worthy. I'm sure all of us at one time or another have felt that way in the face of God, just overcome by our past, recognizing in the face of such love and righteousness, I'm not worthy. Well, the fact of the matter is, none of us are worthy. And further, we can't make ourselves worthy of God's love and concern. But God makes us worthy. His love makes us worthy. We become obsessed with our past. Sin, stumblings and bumblings. You know what? God does not care about our past. God cares about our present. Our relationship with Him here and now. God's concerned about our future. That we become all that we can be. That we become the best possible disciples that we can be. So remember that. Whenever you're down, thinking lowly about yourself, uttering those words, I am not worthy. It's how you see yourself. It's not the way that God sees us. In God's eyes, we are worthy. In God's eyes, we're worthy of His love, His care, His concern. We can't make ourselves worthy. But God's love makes us worthy. My friends, let us stand. And together we profess our faith. I believe one God, the Father Almighty,
indivisible, and invisible. I believe in the Lord Jesus.